Country music is echoing through a Thousand Oaks Park where hundreds of people have gathered. There are smiles and laughter, but also sadness and tears here in Kingsman Park at California Lutheran University. It's an event to remember Justin Meek. He's the California Lutheran University graduate who was one of the 12 people who died as a result of last November's borderline bar and grill attack.
I was an Eagle Scout, Optimist Club, started the line dance club here, was vice president of the Italian Club here on campus. I think Justin's purpose on this earth was to connect people, to let people feel loved, to know that there were people that were going to be there for us, people that are there for each other, and that's what we all need to continue to do in his memory. And we need to remember him, and we need to remember what he stood for.
Laura Lynn Meek, better known as Mama Meek around campus, is Justin's mother.
I wound up coming to school and finishing my degree and actually graduating with Justin and walking at graduation a year ago with Justin side by side. Justin was a big teddy bear. Justin had a heart as big as the world.
Meek used to like to spend some of his spare time here in Kingsman Park with friends like Fernand Diomse.
We realized that Kingsman Park is so calm and quiet and such a beautiful place to be, to relax and just kind of hang. We took it literally. He hung up his hammock right here in between these trees, and we just relax and listen to music, sit here and play ukulele or guitar, whatever we had at the time.
So to honor Meek, on a little hill overlooking the park where he used to hang up his hammock between trees, a bench has been added that's dedicated to him. His longtime girlfriend, Kelsey Kuvert, says it's very fitting to have an honor like this on the college campus because Cal Lutheran was central to his life.
He knew so many people. He loved so many different things. Always had something interesting to say. Always had a fun fact. He played water polo on campus. He was in choir on campus. He was part of the Italian club, the line dance club. Worked at Veterans Affairs. He was just completely a part of this campus, and everybody that knew him loved him, and he was just a phenomenal person with the biggest smile that was incredibly infectious.
Well, it's been nearly 6 months since the tragic attack. It still weighs heavily on the college community. In addition to the loss of Meek, a number of Cal Lutheran students were at the Thousand Oaks Club the night that it happened. While the initial trauma has subsided, Kuvert says it can still be difficult.
Every day's a little different, some harder than others, but you know, you get through day by day and figure it out as you go.
Waverly Farkas is a Cal Lutheran student.
It's been awesome to see how the campus has come together. And I think it's still there, but people have come to use it to make the community stronger.
Cal Lutheran staff member Jess Waddell says the university had the double whammy of being hit by the borderline attack plus the Hill and Woolsey brush fires.
We are a community, and we try to support one another, especially through turbulent times. And I think we're all still recovering from November, especially with what happened at the borderline. Also, simultaneously, a lot of our students, our faculty and staff were displaced from their homes. And so it's been a tragic time, and I think we're all getting through it together collectively.
As his family and friends have been saying, Meek was known for helping and caring about others. Even though he's gone, he's going to go on doing that through a Cal Lutheran scholarship named after him. Justin's mother, Laura Lynn Meek.
He was doing what he was training to do in life. He was planning on going into the Coast Guard and then eventually laterally transferring into the U.S. Marshals. The criminal justice scholarship in Justin's memory, I hope, will help other students continue where Justin left off and to go forward, you know, to serve and protect. So hopefully by providing this scholarship and having the scholarship, and it'll keep Justin's memory alive, but it'll help someone who may not have the financial ability to go forward to do, that may have the heart of Justin to go forward and do.
On the Cal Lutheran campus in Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.